This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today, the final part of a message from Ephesians 4 on the subject of unity. If you've been in the church for any length of time, you probably experienced disunity in the church. You remember meetings that you've attended where you saw things in people you thought, I thought I would never see that. I thought I would never hear those words. I would never hear that person vent anger like I did, but you did. And that's the reality of life. This is the conclusion of this message, talking about God's plan for unity, because unity is a gift of the Holy Spirit. We simply maintain it or we lose it. God bless you as you listen to part 5 today. Years ago, I heard a minister speak from Detroit. He was a minister at that time to a 3,000-member congregation in the Detroit metropolitan area, which is a big church. Nowadays, there are a lot of churches that have that kind of growth in numbers. But he said back then, he said they had a lot of conflict with 3,000 people, a lot of back and forth disagreements between people. But he said for 2 years in his ministry, which I find this intriguing, he said 2 years we had peace. For 2 years we had unity. And you want to know what caused the unity? It's a sad story, but this is what caused the unity for 2 years. He said we had two little boys in the church, not related to each other, who within 3 or 4 months of each other, at 4 and 5 years of age, developed leukemia. Nikki and Frank. And these two boys were seriously ill, and the church came together for 2 years praying on their knees for Nikki and Frank. People brought food to their homes. People volunteered to sit at the hospital with one family or another. And for 2 years during this struggle, the church, he said, was one. And then something happened. Both boys died. And the minister told me that it was just shortly thereafter that the conflict started up again. Isn't it sad to think that the death of two little boys, 4 and 5 years of age, would bring unity upon a church, and then as soon as those boys died, that all the trouble started again? And it tells me this, what brought the people together was something greater than themselves. Folks, we don't need a death in the church family. You don't need somebody to die in your family before you can have unity. You don't have to lose a child and now we're together. You can decide that unity is a function and a gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask for it, we receive it, and then we maintain it or we lose it. But what happened in your marriage or in your family? If you said, Lord, would you give us unity? And my husband, my wife, and I will do our best to maintain it, realizing or we'll lose it. What would happen if every family represented in this service right now say, Lord, give us unity. It's a gift from you. And we'll do everything we can as a family to be humble, to be gentle, to be patient, to be loving, so we can maintain this bond of unity, a gift of the Holy Spirit. I think you decide to let the Holy Spirit work in a family, in a marriage, and in a church. And the Lord says, I'll give it to you. I really believe that if a church prays for unity, the Lord says, I'll give it to you. If a family prays for unity, I honestly believe, I'm naive enough to believe that if that prayer is sincere on both parties, both husband and wife, the Lord will honor that and give unity. Why? Because that's His ministry. The ministry of the Spirit is to bring people together in Christ. Satan is the divider. He's the destroyer. The Holy Spirit brings people together. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for this word today from Ephesians 4. Thank you for this book that has been speaking to us in powerful ways, speaking to families and marriages, speaking to people who will hear this later on the radio, and hopefully speaking to their lives as well.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.